Chapter 39. Suitcase Simpson came around the corner, carrying a cardboard cup holder with three coffees in it and a few donuts stacked up in the empty corner of the cup holder. He didn't figure he would be able to establish any kind of rapport with Harlan Salter. That man, it seemed to Suit, was as empty of human warmth as a shark's eye. But Monty Bernstein was friendly enough, for a lawyer. Suit thought that maybe he could get Bernstein to drop his guard a little. Suit knew that because he was a big guy, an ex-jock with a kindly face, that people often underestimated him. They assumed he wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. Maybe he wasn't, but he had learned a lot from Jesse in the years they'd worked together. Just as he came around the corner, Suit heard Salter's voice. He wasn't exactly screaming at his lawyer. It was more of an angry growl. So Suit stopped in his tracks and retreated back around the corner.
"How the hell did he know about the meeting?" Salter said.
"I told you, Stone was no idiot.
That's not an answer."
"I'm not sure he actually knows about the meeting," Bernstein said. "If he knew, he wouldn't have used it as a parting shot. He has one piece of information that he threw out there. He's shrewd. Tomorrow, when we go see him, we'll see just how much he does know. It's not as if you were engaged in any illegal activity. You simply exchanged documents with another party with whom you are doing business. You are under no obligation to discuss any of it, so don't. You were in Helton at the request of a business associate. You need say nothing more. You don't even need to say that much." Suit wished he could see the expressions on their faces. It was one thing to overhear a conversation. Faces told you a lot. Jesse had taught him that.
"You make sense," Salter said, his voice calmer now.
"That's what you pay me for."
"No, Bernstein, it's not. I pay all my other attorneys for that. I pay you for a very specific purpose."
"Whatever you say, Harlan. And speaking of that, you want me to give the go-ahead, don't you?"
"Immediately, and with extreme prejudice."
"It would be better to wait, but
nothing."
"Okay, Harlan, you just got done telling me that you have me on retainer for a specific purpose. Well, then you need to listen to me. It's better to let things calm down first, to let everyone get back to their business before..." That was the last thing of the exchange between Salter and his lawyer Suit overheard, because an announcement concerning an incoming ambulance blared over the loudspeaker that was situated right above his head. By the time the announcement was over, Salter and Bernstein seemed to have finished their talk. When Suit reappeared in the waiting area, Salter barely acknowledged him. "One of those for me?" Bernstein said, pointing at the coffees. Suit handed him a coffee.
"Sure, don't it?"
Bernstein patted his abs.
"No thanks."
Suit was happy about that. He didn't care about the coffees. He'd had enough coffee. But there was no such thing as enough donuts.